Hi, I'm Donovan Brown with my first episode of Azure Friday. I am here with Byron to talk about App Service Companion. Welcome to the show, Byron. So tell us what you do at Microsoft.
Hello, everybody. I'm Byron Tardif. I'm a program manager with the App Service team, and my focus is on everything that has to do with UI, UX for App Service.
Perfect. Perfect. So what are you going to show us today?
So today we have something that we just released, which is the App Service Companion.
Okay.
And the idea behind this is giving you a good experience when you're on a mobile device to manage anything that has to do with App Service.
Got it. So from my mobile device, I can access all the functionality I would normally get from going to the portal directly.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. So what we want to avoid is, you know, the portal is great when you're on a laptop or a desktop computer,
sure,
when you're doing like heavyweight management operations. But if you want to do something quick, fast, when you're on the go, having a mobile experience that's built in and native to the platform that you're using, it's a much better experience.
Sure, because it can focus in on what I really need to work on and not navigating through the UI. I can focus on the app services or the web apps that I need to manage, right?
Right. And when you think about it, we have over 70 features that are built into App Service that are built into the platform. Maybe you don't need all of those when you're on the go.
Sure.
There's going to be certain scenarios that make a lot more sense, and this gives us an opportunity to highlight those and to give you an easy way of using those tools.
Sure, because when something bad happens, like, and I'm panicking, there are certain things I want to do really quickly, and I don't want to get frustrated navigating through the UI. So I guess this is the application that I'm going to be able to pull up very quickly and say, hey, I need to go do something specifically and have it done.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay.
So if you look at this, what we have right now is the Azure portal.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm looking at is I have my list of Azure websites or Azure resources for App Service specifically, and I'm looking at one specific website.
Okay.
So this is what we call the resource blade.
Yes.
Right? And I'm going to pull up my projection of my app. And what I have here is exactly the same thing. You'll see the list of apps, and you're able to click in and drill into one of those applications.
Perfect. Okay.
So when you're seeing here, we're looking at exactly the same app, this BK Test 102 that I use for doing demos and stuff like that.
All right, perfect. So I can come in here, quickly find my app, and then what are the things I can do to my app now that I found it?
Sure. So the first thing is you can see what's the status of the app.
Okay.
Is it running? Is it not running? Is it healthy from the platform's point of view or
okay.
not? And that's the first two things that you're going to be able to see there. The next thing is, let's say you're not the guy that's going to be fixing the app, but you need to give the information to the person that is actually going to be fixing the app. Let's say you're on the go, you cannot pay attention to this.
Sure.
So that's where we go into the properties. And this gives you the drill down of everything that you need to, you know, take a screenshot and send it over to somebody. So subscription ID, the name of the resource, all of this type of stuff.
I see. And I can attach that screenshot to an email and say, hey, I need you to go investigate this further for
me. Go look at this particular app.
Okay.
That way you take away all the ambiguity of which slot, which site,
sure,
which app, which description.
Absolutely.
Et cetera. The next thing that you can do is if you've set up any alerts or rules with using built-in Azure functionality like Azure Insights, you can take a look at those alerts that you've set up and whether they've triggered or not.
Perfect. So if I'm using Application Insights and I have it going off and pinging my application and one of those pings fails, I would be able to see that alert here in the app.
It's for the Azure Insights, so it's a little bit different
Insights,
from Application Insights.
Okay.
Application Insights, you need to set it up on top of this.
Sure.
But Azure Insights lets you set up some quick rules on top of metrics that you
Perfect.
Already have for your app.
Okay, good.
So this is an example of a simple one, which is I just have for a high number of requests. So anytime I get more than 1,000 requests in this particular app over 10 minutes, let me know.
Okay.
This is just a demo scenario. Something more real would be if you have a CPU spike or if you have a memory leak and
sure.
you go over a certain memory percentage, then let me know.
Great. So I see this alert. So what action could I take on the app then to go fix this? For example, could I scale out my application
cool.
from here?
So right now we have very limited functionality. This is initial release.
Okay.
We consider it a preview.
Okay.
And the scenario that we wanted to get just right was being able to restart the application and browsing to it, because that's going to be the most common debugging.
Sure. My app's not working right. I bet if I restart it, everything will be perfect. I can come in here, click the restart button, and restart my app, and hopefully got it. So because you mentioned there's like 70 different features inside of app services, how are you going to determine which features are the next features to come on there?
So that's why we want to get a lot of user feedback.
Okay.
And we'll get into the specific channels for that a little bit later. But we have built-in feedback mechanisms into the app using Hockey app.
Perfect.
So we get emails and we're able to track all of that. We can even answer you back directly.
Oh, great.
And then we have our user voice, which is tracking more like organize feature requests and stuff like that.
Absolutely, yeah. We've used User Voice for Visual Studio Team Services and other features as well. Great, so the users who are going to start using this application can then send you the feedback and say, hey, I'd really like, for example, deployment slots, right?
Exactly.
If something bad were happening, not only can I restart it, I'd like to just swap the slots back to where, to a known good slot.
Exactly.
So it's not there now, but those are the type of things that you're going to be adding in the future.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you look at the left nav of the portal, you'll see that we have a bunch of stuff there. So it's just a matter of prioritization and choosing which are the right scenarios that make sense in mobile, and also which are the scenarios that people want.
Great. So which ones they're voting up on User Voice, or which ones you're getting feedback from Hockey App built inside of here. So you mentioned Hockey App. How was this actually? I'm a developer, right, for 20 years, and I'm the DevOps guy. So I'm kind of, my mind's already working and curious. So how did we design this? Are we using Xamarin to design this?
Yes, correct. This is all built on Xamarin.
Okay.
And it's actually built on top of the mobile stack that we have for both App Service and Azure OLAP. So we're using pretty much everything under the sun. Xamarin, Hockey App. We're using the mobile apps for the backend.
Okay.
We're using notification hubs, and the list goes on.
Perfect, perfect. So yeah, I'd like to actually, if you have time, I'd like to see that later. Not now
sure,
in our session today, but that'd be something curious for a guy like myself.
Sure. So let's go a little bit more into the functionality. So one of the first things that you're going to be able wanting to do is, can I see whether my site is up and running?
Okay, great.
And you can see that we have a built-in browser that basically lets you go check what the app is doing.
The status of it, for sure,
right?
If it's up
so
or
this
not.
Is basically for the peace of mind.
Sure.
My app is there, it's serving requests, is doing the right thing. And then the scenario that we talked about is just being able to click restart, and you'll see that you get these nice notifications that tell you what's going on.
Perfect.
So the app restarted, and the app is now back to a healthy state or back into a running state.
Sure,
after
and I can go
restart.
Back and browse to it again just to verify that it's been jitted and everything's functioning correctly.
And the other thing that you can do is we have some very limited but functional graphs. So you can see that how many requests are you getting.
Okay.
You can see that I'm a really good coder because I haven't had any 500 errors for my app. And you can see the response time. So basically, these are the three metrics that we picked just as an initial scenario.
Okay.
And as I said, whatever makes sense and whatever we're getting feedback on, that's what we're going to be investing in.
Sure.
One of the things that we want to do is we want to be able to change the granularity or change the metrics that are being projected.
Okay. So function, I also noticed you showed me the whole list. I happen to have a lot of websites, right? So is there going to, like, to filter? Is there a way for me to filter that list or search that list?
So right now, as you can see, I have exactly the same ones between what we're seeing in the portal and what we're seeing in the mobile app.
Okay.
But if I go over here, you can go into account. And as you can see, I have a bunch of different Azure subscriptions.
Got it.
So if I was to enable all of this, I would have over 500 resources, which I don't necessarily want to be looking at every time.
Got it.
But you have the ability to go and filter based on that.
Okay, so you can filter by subscription, but even in one subscription, if you have a lot, you're just going to have to scroll for now.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so I'll have to go to User Voice and ask you to add a search there
The other thing that you can do is, even this is when you're not even logged into the app, because this requires you to log in with your Azure subscription, you will be able to get a quick access to the team blog.
Perfect.
So if you want to know what we're doing, basically what's coming up, what's new, it gives you a very easy way to go and just figure it out. And you can even see the announcement of the companion app right there.
Perfect. So it's already ready for people to go and download right now.
Yes. This is ready for people to go and try in the US using Android.
Okay.
We have an iOS version that's also in the pipeline for release.
Okay.
And we're also looking at expanding beyond the US. The whole purpose was to have this limited release so that we could start, you know, making sure that everything is working and then expanding.
Yeah, collecting that feedback
as quickly
as you can.
Go over to more people and more countries, more regions, more devices, more platforms, etc.
All right, perfect. Well, this is fantastic. Well, is there anything else you'd like to show us on this one?
Yeah, we have the built-in feedback mechanism.
Oh, yeah, because you're using Hockey App.
Exactly.
Right, so this is one of the great features of Hockey App is to be able to get that instant feedback from users.
So you can go into the menu, send feedback, and this basically comes into an inbox directly to the team that's building this.
Right.
So it's not going to any middleman, support guy. It's coming directly to us.
Yep.
And if we reply to that email, you'll be able to see that response directly in there.
Oh, perfect.
And going back to, we have an announcement blog that we'll make sure that the link shows up somewhere in the description here.
Okay.
And that has links for both our MSDN and Stack Overflow forums.
Okay.
Where we do all of the app service question answering, and all of that is coming from the product team.
All right,
so this
great.
Is actually the guys that are building the service.
Perfect.
And for feature requests, we have our User Voice.
Okay.
It's also linked there, and you can go try it out.
Perfect. So I would just have to go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Store, and I'm searching for the app
App Service Companion.
App Service Companion.
So it's listed under the Microsoft Publisher.
Okay.
And we have the, let's say, the regular version, which is the stable one that we have right now. And we also have a beta channel. So if people are feeling adventurous, you can sign into the beta channel and you start getting a little bit more fresher builds. But, you know.
Sure.
Bugs come with the,
exactly,
with the freshness.
Exactly. But you get all the new features faster than everyone else.
Exactly.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, we are learning all about App Service Companion here on Azure Friday.